with a message today. The wisdom of the cross. Can you say that with me? The wisdom of the cross. Talking about victory in Jesus. The wisdom of the cross. The wisdom of the cross. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians today, chapter number 1. And if you have a Bible, you can look at that, but you might have a hard time staying up with me. Everything will be on the screen. Here we go. And you can go back online, and on our website, you can get all the notes. You can even see it once again in case you say, did he say that? It'll be there. You can see it. Here we go. Come on. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the wisdom of the cross. Talking about victory in Jesus today. Different kind of message. It's going to take you thinking today, paying attention today, listening today. And this will find good ground in your heart and could change your life right now today. Amen? Come on. For Christ sent me not to baptize, Paul writing, but to do what? Preach the what? The gospel. Not with wisdom of what? Words, lest the what? Cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the what? Cross is to them that perish. Oh, it's just a bunch of what? Foolishness. But unto us, which are what? Saved, it's the what? Woo! Power of God. Are y'all going to be all right? Yes, sir, I'm going to. Come on. The words wisdom and wise are mentioned 12 times in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. There's one thing about the Bible. People say, well, it's hard to understand. That's true. Much of it is. And at times it can be difficult. Sure it is. That's why you read it again and you read it again and you read it again. You keep reading and make a life of it. Make a life of reading the Scriptures. Amen? Every day. If you can hear from God every day, God can talk to you every day. That's the Word of the living God. Why in the world when you want to have a conversation with God every day? And conversation needs to be two-sided. When you pray and all the time, like, great, pray, ask Him for everything. How about let Him talk to you through the Word a little bit? Amen. You hearing me today? Say. So, one thing I notice when I study, when something's said repeatedly because I'm hard-headed, that's the way my mama was. She'd say, hey, dude, take out the trash. And I keep watching the ball game. After she said about three times, there we go. That's the way the Scriptures are sometimes. So here we go. 12 times wisdom and wise are mentioned, and the word foolish or foolishness 6 times in this one little chapter. Keep looking. 1 Corinthians 1, we're just reading the Bible. We'll talk about it today. For it is written, I will destroy, say it with me, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I'll bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. This is God speaking. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? People that acting like they're smarter than God. They know it. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Can you say that last part with me? Hath God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? A lot of people, we're going to talk about the cross today. A lot of people get tripped up with the cross. We're going to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. God, even in my lifetime, I've seen it. Just as a 52-year-old man, I've seen God make foolish the wisdom of the wise of this world. God's Word is true and it trumps everything. And I've lived long enough to see His Word be absolutely true and every man a liar. Are you hearing me today? I'm reading this verse and I just thought of it. Hath God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? Look at this. Really? 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 Come on. Help me, Rod. Really? Really? The best man can do, the wisdom of man, the best you can come up with is this. There is no God. That's as good as you could do. Say, there is no God. That's as best good as you can do. How about this? Something blew up and here we are. God's made man's wisdom look like absolute stupidity. Are you hearing me or not? Yeah, but I was taught that in school. You were taught something stupid. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Doesn't matter that it bothers you. Come on. Grow up. If you've grown, it's time to grow up. And use your brain that God has given you. Amen. Come on. Best man can do. We all came from slime. Are you kidding? That's the best you can come up with? Slimy mess crawled up somewhere and here we is. But it don't work in the backyard. Come on. How did it work way back when? Come on. Evolution, that's the best you can come up with?
We evolved. The best you can come up with is man is his own God.
I'm telling you, that's a mouthful right there on that screen right there. I'm going to tell you something right now. God hath made foolish the wisdom of this world. Now, you can look at it. You can be like the Harvard professor I talked about 2 weeks ago who absolutely evolution disproved. He admitted it. I mean, he's a high up muckety muck there at Harvard. And he says, you know what? I refuse. There's only two options. God did it or evolution. He said, I choose to not believe in God, so I have to believe in evolution, even though it's been disproven. That I call foolish. Are you listening to me? You with me? He ain't mad. He's fine. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. If just by man's wisdom we're going to know God, it ain't going to happen, guys. It pleased God by the foolishness of what? Preaching to do what? I'm sure people all over this town or on the radio probably go, that guy is crazy when they hear me. But what we're doing is not crazy. Call it foolishness if you want to. But what we do here matters. Are you hearing me? The preaching of the cross. The preaching of the cross is wisdom. We're going to talk about it. I'm just digging a little deeper. God's wisdom is revealed primarily through the cross. Would you say that with me? God's wisdom is revealed primarily through the... I want you to say that again, even though you might not understand this. Okay, say it again with me. God's wisdom is revealed primarily through the cross. You can spend your whole life being as smart as you want, get any degree you want, whatever. But if you live this life and you refuse and reject the cross, you are a fool. That's what the Bible says. What's the Bible say? The fool hath said in his heart, what? Basically, yeah, there is no God or no God. Now, this cross, God's wisdom is revealed primarily through the cross. And as we study this passage this morning for just a few minutes, we're going to see some stumble at it, some what? Laugh at it, but hallelujah, some what? Can we praise the Lord? Come on. Some believe it. I'm one of them. Yes, Lord. Some believe it. Can you believe it? You keep going, preach every week. Yeah, because some believe it, baby. I had a dinner this week. Somebody wanted to meet with me, have a little counseling. I said, that's fine. They work during the day. I don't do it a lot, but I can do it this week. And I did it. And to hear how he's come the last few weeks, and he's been saved. And hear his testimony. I loved it. It was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And it was his testimony, not my testimony. It was how he received the cross. It was how he received Christ. It was how he learned that this is the wise way. Why? For years, fought God. I don't believe in you, God. And finally humbled himself and he chose the wise path. Are you hearing me today? Come on. So some stumble, some laugh, some believe. The Bible keeps going here. We're just reading through 1 Corinthians. For the Jews require a sign. And the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews. It's a what? Stumbling block. Unto the Greeks or the very wise or the learned. It is what? Foolishness. But unto them which are called, unto them which are saved, both Jews, Greeks, doesn't matter who you are, Jesus Christ, the power of God, it's the wisdom of God. Amen. So we're talking about the wisdom of the cross. And I know you might say, Clark, you've got me lost. And usually my preaching is such, I keep the cookies on the bottom shelf and try not to confuse too many. This can be a little confusing. Hang in here. Let's sort of hang in on this right now. Some stumble at the cross. Say that with me. Some. The Jews require a sign. Here's your sign. Here's your sign. I need a sign, sign, sign. I can't tell you the number of people on this planet that refuse Jesus Christ until they get a sign. They do. Oh, lightning could just hit me. If I could just see this, or if I could just win the lottery, if I could just do this. I can't tell you how many times we got to build already because people are going to win the lottery. If I just win the lottery, we'll build that building. Now, I'm serious. People stumble at the cross because they need a sign. The Jews did that. And here's what they would think. How could anyone put their faith in a carpenter from Nazareth turned preacher who died a shameful death of a criminal? They can't handle it. They can't handle it. So they choose not to believe because this can't be true. But if I could just have me a sign, I'd be good. Are you listening to me? Did I lose you? Keep looking. So some stumble at the cross. Some do what? Some what? Laugh at the cross. Absolutely. I need wisdom. Bring. Some laugh at the cross. How could anyone put his faith in a God who did something so ridiculous as to die on a cross? That ain't smart. Doesn't sound very smart, does it, say, for God to send His Son to a world to be spit on, to be mistreated, to be rejected by His own people, to be arrested, betrayed, nailed to a cross? Doesn't sound very bright, does it? And so some laugh at the cross. You hear me so far? I need something smart. I need a better way. Something that makes more sense. I need a better plan. I need my God to be smarter than to have His own Son murdered for sinners. Doesn't sound very smart, does it? Say, if you were running the planet, you might do it differently, wouldn't you? God chose the foolishness of preaching. God chose the cross. And God says, that's wisdom. What I did is wise. And that's what this is about. Number three, say that with me. Hallelujah. Some what? Some believe in the cross. Amen. And that's what we're talking about today. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But unto them which are called, but unto them which are saved, both Jews and Greeks, no matter who they are, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. Some believe, hallelujah, in Jesus and the cross. Keep building the case. The wisdom of the cross. Victory in Jesus. Our victory in Jesus has everything to do with the cross. Did you hear me say? Everything to do with the cross. Because the foolishness of God, look at this, because the foolishness of God is what? Wiser than men. And the weakness of God, God on His weakest day, and He ain't never weak. And you might think something He does is weak. Listen, the weakness of God is stronger than who? Than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, look at this verse, how that not many wise, men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, or not many of these are saved. The wisdom of the cross. Are you going to be wise enough to receive Christ? Are you going to be wise enough to accept Jesus Christ and His cross? Say, are you going to stumble at it or are you going to laugh at it? My prayer for you is that you'll believe it. He says, not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble are. Remember that. Not many. Keep moving. We're moving. But God had chosen the foolish things of this world to do what? Confound the wise. God had chosen the what? Weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty. God has chosen the foolish. If you think the cross is foolish, that's God's plan. God chose what others might call foolish. Every once in a while I have a quote that you'll see on the screen. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. Call me a fool. That's cool. Can you say that with me? I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. Call me a fool. That's cool. Who said that? I did. Okay? I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. Call me a fool. I'm absolutely cool with that. You hear me say? Got no problem. You're not going to back me into a corner. You're not going to get me to cower. You're not going to get me to recant. No. I believe in the wisdom of the cross. And I reject the foolishness and the mess man made up. I'd much rather accept Jesus Christ's death on the cross than worship some monkey or some tree somewhere. Are you hearing me say? I mean, thank God I do have a brain. You hearing me today? Come on. The cross, here's the wisdom of the cross. If you might say, Clark, you're all over the place this morning. I know, I'm just in my office reading the Bible.
But this is the crux of the whole matter of the wisdom of the cross. The cross leaves no room for what? Say that again. The cross leaves no room for what? That's the wisdom of the cross. The cross leaves no room for what? No room for your way, my way. It's His way or the highway. Amen. Come on. That's the beauty of the cross. God's big on Jesus and He's big on the what? That's the cross. No pride. You cannot have pride and come to Jesus Christ. You can't. Well, I went to church, or I believe this, or I've been this, or I've been christened, I've been all these things. You better lose the eye. You're going to be not very bright. Are you listening? It's all about Him, what He did on that cross. That's the wisdom of the cross. God's big on Jesus and the cross. We already read it a little bit, not many mighty noble, all that good stuff. He's not big on good looks, not social status. This is what we're big on. Not position, not achievements, not your pedigree, not your money. Did you know God's big on Jesus and the cross and not any of that? Say. That's the wisdom of the cross. Isn't it wise that the ugly man can get saved? Isn't it wise that the man who don't have much social status can get saved? Isn't it wise that the fellow that don't have no position can get saved? Aren't you seeing the wisdom of the cross say? Isn't it wise that a person who ain't achieved a whole lot can get saved? Isn't it wise that a person that's not from a fancy pedigree can get saved? Isn't it wise that a man don't have two nickels to rub together can get saved? Isn't that God wise? Can we thank the Lord for His wisdom? Thank you, Lord, for being wise. Come on! Are you seeing a little of the wisdom of the cross or not? I know it's goofy. Come on, here we go. Now, don't get me wrong, though. Don't get me wrong. There are some good-looking socialites with high positions who have great achievements and hail from royal pedigree that are rich as all get out who are saved. Just not many. Just ain't many. That's what the Bible says. Roger, as we studied together, he said that Jesus said, you know, it's easier for a man to enter through the eye of the needle of a camel than for a rich man to enter heaven. Jesus said about being saved, you need to come as a little what? Child. You see what I'm saying? He's not saying not any, but He says in this passage, not many. And I think God wants many to be saved. Doesn't He want many to be saved? Saved. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants many to be saved. So that's the wisdom of the cross. Aren't you glad for the cross? The simplicity of the cross. And God putting Himself out there to look like an absolute idiot, excuse me, and let men criticize His plan down through the ages, and God sits in the heavens and laughs. You're going to learn, I'm pretty wise with the cross. Amen. God doesn't save us because of what and who we are. He saves us in spite of what and who we are. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. We ought to praise the Lord for that. This is personal, man. Come on. The world, these are just some quotes. The world is made up of ordinary people, people. Did you hear me? This world we live on, come on, is made up of ordinary people who are, guess what? Sinners. Isn't it wise? The cross. Isn't it cool that God just didn't go after the rich or the pretty? He went after us all. For God so loved the, what? World. Because He knows on this planet are a lot of screwed up people. And I'm going to do the wise thing. I'm going to go after them all. Take all their excuses away. The ground's level at the cross. Say that with me. The ground's level at the cross. God has no problem saving sinners. The wisdom of the cross. He does have a big problem, however, saving the proud. He's got a big problem with that. Yeah. You come to God in your arrogancy, your pride. Scripture says over and over and over again, I'll reject you. I won't have anything to do with you. The wisdom of the cross is it absolutely destroys our pride. Amen? And it allows us to come to God. That's incredible. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of the cross. Almost done. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And we could talk all day on that, but we're not. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. God has chosen the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Look, just look at that right there. God hath chosen the foolish. He's chosen the weak. He's chosen the base. He's chosen despised. That sounds like my family. Rockingham, North Carolina, 109 River Road. Don't we have a crazy God? How many would raise your hand and say, I never thought I'd see the day that I'm sitting in a church listening to God's Word. Can I see your hand? Come on, let's have some honesty in the house today. It ain't God funny. Isn't God funny? Isn't God smart? Say, come on. He chose us? Are you kidding me? God chose to save the foolish, the weak, the base, the despised? Wow. Good looks, special social status, position, achievement, pedigree, and lots of money. Why don't you try it this afternoon? Cannot duplicate the miracle of God's grace in saving a sinner. Why don't you try it this afternoon? Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Yeah, try it. Try it. You're listening to me on the radio. Try it. No, really, really. Get your little test tube out this afternoon and go in your backyard, wherever you're going to be. Why don't you try it? Take all your money. Take whatever you got. And see if you can duplicate the grace of God in saving a low-life loser. Try it. Oh, and don't forget, you got to get him out of hell and take him to heaven. Don't you try that. Is the cross wise, yes or no, church? Is God pretty smart? Oh, yeah. We humble ourselves. Everything that we have, everything that we think is important. Let me say something to you. God says it is what? It's nothing. It's nothing. You're not going to take it with you. If it was something, you could take it with you, couldn't you? Say. The wise thing to do, church, listen to me. And I'm learning this thing was with you. But the best thing we could do is invest in what's wise. The cross. Amen? Say. Invest in what's wise. Invest in what's wise. Invest in the cross. Invest in people. Invest in people. That message of the cross. What we're doing, reporter, when we started church years ago, I went down there before we even started church, trying to get the word out. And the lady says, great, one more thing we need is another church at Englewood. That's the first thing I heard before we ever started the church. Negative. See, because what we're doing is stupid. Why don't you just speak plain English, Miss Reporter Lady? That's what she's telling me. You're just stupid. That's just stupid to do that with your life. You're wasting your life. I'm here to tell you 12 years later after we started fellowship, it ain't been a waste of my life. Investing in the wisdom of the cross, that's a good thing. Amen. Investing in that facility. Investing in a property where people can come to church on a Sunday morning. Well, why can't they go somewhere else? Why don't they? Guys, let me tell you something. Investing, and taking our personality and who we are, letting God use us, because there's people out there that we can reach for God. Why not? We want to invest in that because that's the wise thing to do. Are you hearing me today? Come on. I wonder how many people spent millions and billions of dollars following crazy evolution ideas. And one day they did. And they go, got a problem. Amen, say. Come on. The cross of Jesus is what? Are you getting a message today, even though it's a little convoluted? You got it, brother? Because you're from the country. Come on, he got it. And that's something else, too. Did you know the message of the cross can be understood by country boys? Right, brother? Come on. Isn't God wise? Come on. God saves, man doesn't. Would you say that with me? God saves, man doesn't. We try. We even dress it up with religion. We come up with this, that, and the other, and we try to screw up God's simple plan of salvation. Oh, my goodness. We've lost our mind. The wisdom of the cross. We can't get no smarter than that. Amen. Come on. Keep looking. Why is God so emphatic in this passage? Why is God so emphatic? Whereas, you know, there's no other way other than the cross to be saved. He did it. He did the wise thing. Everything else is foolish, really, even though they call His cross foolishness. Why is He so emphatic about the cross and you knowing about the cross? That no flesh should do what? In His presence. There'll never be one person that will stand before God and glory over what they did. Nobody. You hear me today? Nobody. Doesn't matter what you think. Nobody. And you know what we'd be better off? Start practicing now before we see Him. How about us start practicing humility now? Amen? Say. Let's go ahead and give Him credit now. Let's go ahead and give Him praise now. Let's go ahead and thank Him now for His wisdom before we see Him one day face to face. Amen? Come on. Nobody's going to do that. Now, every once in a while now, I have another quote. I'm going to be famous one day. You'll see. Here we go. Salvation must be of God or it's not salvation. If man does it, it's salvage. It's junk. If God does it, it's salvation. It's priceless. Who said that? I did. This week in my office writing, baby. I was proud of that right there. Come on! I like that. You can put that on my tomb. You put that on my tombstone right there. You put it right on a man's grave. Salvation must be of God or it's not salvation. If a man does it, it's salvage. You know what a salvage yard is? It's called a junkyard. If God does it, it's what? It's called salvation and it's what? Can we say that again? I want you to get this today. Salvation must be of, help me now, or it is not. If man does it, it's, if God does it, it's priceless. How smart's the cross? How many are loving the cross a little more after church? You've been being in church today. How many are you loving that cross a little more? You feeling it a little more? You feeling it a little more? Feeling a little bit more? Aren't you glad you rolled out of bed today? Come on. I know it's a little kooky. The way I deliver, hey, if you get it, that's the main thing. The wisdom of the cross. Raj, how are we? But of Him are ye in Christ. We finished the passage, by the way. You don't know it, but we went a long way in the Scriptures today. Check it out and go back sometime. But of Him, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us, what? Oh, thank you, Jesus. He was made wisdom for us. And righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Hey, with the wisdom of the cross, with God giving His Son on the cross, and the wisdom of Him doing it that way, guess what you and me got? Righteousness. And sanctification. And we got what? Did you see that? That according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the who? See, with the wisdom of the cross, you got righteousness, you got sanctification, you got redemption, and we're done with the message. Hang in here with me. Everything I need is in the person of Jesus Christ. See, because everybody can't get position and status and good looks and social status and money and achievement and pedigree. Everybody can't get that. So God came up with a plan so that everything you need is in one person. Jesus. Is that brilliant? Say, isn't it brilliant to save the whole world by one way? Jesus said, I am the, no man comes to the, but by, does it maybe make a little more sense now? The wisdom of the cross, the way, one way, all people, through the cross. Those three things were made because of the wisdom. I'm made righteous, I'm sanctified, and I have redemption. I am made righteous. What does that mean? I am made righteous because of the cross and me receiving Christ as my Savior. I am made righteous. What that means is I now stand before Him. That blows our mind. See, we think we're still on earth. This is where I'm getting kooky on you. See, we think we're still on earth. So that means I got to keep pulling myself up by my bootstraps and I got to keep doing for me. Well, dude, if you're having to do that to come to Jesus, you ain't in Jesus yet. Did you hear me? If it's the cross that you've come by, it's already settled in heaven. The Bible says, according to the book of Ephesians, you are now seated in the heavenlies. I don't understand that. Here's the point. I'm made righteous. My sins are forgiven. How much sins? All of them. How many? Forever. Are you kidding me? Why? Because of the cross. Now, man's wisdom says, I got to keep getting doing it right. I got to keep doing it. And God's saying, you never could do it right, Jack. I am made righteous. I now stand before Him. Can you? And that's why Jesus is the right hand of God. He ever lives to make intercession for you. Isn't that crazy? Say, how many love that cross? I love that cross. Come on. I am sanctified. Three things come out of this. I am righteous. I am sanctified. I now what? I belong to Him. The word sanctified means I've been set apart. I don't belong to the devil anymore. He set me apart. I now belong to Him. You mean one day when you get to heaven you belong to Him? No, right now while I'm preaching I belong to Him. He's encouraging me right now. When I lay down in bed tonight, He's encouraging me. He's with me. I belong to Him. Nothing I have, no trouble I have can I turn over to Him. Are you hearing me say? Nothing I celebrate in my life, He's right there to celebrate it with me. I belong to Him. Are y'all hearing me or not? All because of the cross. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm righteous. I'm sanctified. I'm redeemed. What's the word redeemed mean? Simple terms right here. I'm now free. I'm now free for Him. I am free for Him. I am on this planet still. I've been freed up, man. I don't have to worry about my sins. They have been nailed to the, guess what? Cross. And I bear them no what? No more. Hallelujah. Amen? So anyway, I hope I didn't bore you to tears today. People, newfangled churches today, they'll tell you, you can't preach about the cross. You can't preach about sin. You can't grow a big church like that. A lot of new churches tell you that. Here's my response. Bull. Amen. What would we preach without the cross? Are you kidding me? Say. Come on. Come on. I am no longer, because of the cross, penalized, powered, nor a prisoner of sin anymore. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. God is so wise with the cross. Hope you got that today. I hope you got that today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wow, that's quite a mouthful right there, isn't it? Can you say that with me? Don't you say it now. I don't care what you've been thinking. You come on with me right now. Focus. Here we go. I am saved by the grace of God. Doesn't the Bible say not of works? Lest any man should boast. The cross crushes pride. Say that with me. The cross crushes pride. One more time. The cross. Roger and I were thinking about the cross, and I'm going to get a little off track, and I got to quit. But you and I were talking. The cross, if you think about instruments of death, people don't carry the electric chair. People don't. The cross is unique. He carried the cross for us. He carried his form of execution. He carried it for us. He carried our burden, that cross. Isn't that crazy, say? He told Pilate and Caiaphas, no man takes my life from me. I lay it down. The form of execution of the cross, it was mentioned in Psalms about the cross, his hands being pierced. It was over 1,000 years before the cross or crucifixion became a form of capital punishment and execution. God had way back when that cross in mind for us. Check it out sometime. I think it's Psalm 22. Check it out sometime. Amen? Are you listening? The cross. I could keep talking and talking about the wisdom of the cross. I have, say it with me, can you say it with me loud? I have. In who? Victory in who? Victory in who? Victory in who? Don't forget that. Will you say that? Don't say you got victory in fellowship. Don't say you got victory in the Pope or the Catholic Church or the Episcopal Church or the Baptist Church. Would you say you got victory in who? Say it with me. Victory in who? Who died for you? Tell me. Did you get it straight? Got it? Can we go home now? Good. Let's praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. Come on. Yeah.